Hello. I don't know if you've stumbled upon this first or before, but I recommend you listening to the introduction before coming here. This is information about the caretaker. If you haven't heard the name a billion times yet already, I don't know what's going on. But the caretaker, I'll make this quick and dirty. It's an entity designed for this challenge. The caretaker is definitely not a person. It's a collection of people. The caretakers are a virtual entity devised by me. They could be code, it could be an application, a website, a bot, it could be AI, it could be multiple people. The caretaker could even be you as you listen to this. Essentially, the caretaker is just a symbol, and this symbol, I will give, you know, I could give a random person information, and that person will most likely become you know, a part of the caretaker, because they have information that can be used to solve this puzzle. And this information, I might tell them not to leak it whatsoever, but out of, in quotes, respect for me or whatever, or to find me, they're gonna leak it or whatever. That automatically makes them the caretaker, because I've given them information and this information is now sent to you. So you might never even know who all the caretakers are. Some caretakers are aware that they're part of the caretaker, or if not part of the caretaker, they're aware that they've been given a task. Task is, you know, could be anything. So now that's information about the caretaker, but what about this council? I'm sure you've heard of it a couple times. The council is the elite selective caretakers. They're based off of the 7-star system. 7 members of the council are selected to manage these caretakers because redundancy. Now, the council is actually what directly affects the servers that I talked about earlier. Like how I said, you know, if, say, servers were to go down or something, the council decides the fate of... Well, the council will decide your fate. Funny, right? So the council will, the council of caretakers, they're basically, the management of caretakers. You cannot contact them, the 7 people involved, and they will not contact you unless some shit is really going down bad. They've been working with me for quite a while, and they've been established by me, and they're pretty neat. So yeah, I wish you the best of luck in dealing with that. But the council is... The council is... The council is... The council. They have quite a lot of information, so I'd be wary on trying to challenge them. They know a lot of things, and they've got way more shit planned after me as well, because they're designed to keep things redundant. If the server goes down or some shit like that, they'll do their best in power to keep it back up. So yeah. So I'd like you to know that there's... quite a lot of things. But essentially, the council and the caretakers are not... The caretaker or caretakers aren't really a person. It's really just a symbol designed for keeping the challenge redundant and going. And along with the council, which, you know, manages the time part of things, you know. Like, essentially, the post is giving me problems with some of these letters. So I'm not going to send them out myself. I'm going to send them out to one of the members of our council. And the council will manage the mailing part for me. Which is great, because... You know, I can die way before that. The council knows a lot of things, but essentially, this challenge is entirely made by me. They don't have any access to the challenge. nor can they modify it, nor do they have the knowledge to. The council is entirely a council, and it will dissolve itself when the time comes. The council might be listening to this, I don't know, but, you know, thank you guys for helping me out. It's really appreciated. I hope to see you one day in the next life. That is the most information I can give you about the council. But there's an email attached under this MP3 file, which you can contact the councils with, the caretakers and the council with. They might not respond, though. Sorry about that. So yeah, that's all about I've had for today. Thank you, and I wish you guys the best of luck on continuing to solve the challenge.